29.
It is, but exactly.
Is it exactly 5 o'clock?
Exactly.
It is exactly 5 o'clock. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for coming to our Chippewa Local School Board Organization meeting. I'd like to call it to order. Will you please stand and join a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, please, Mr. Hammond.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Mr. Golub.
Present.
Mr. Hirsch.
Yeah.
Mr. Shafrath.
Aye.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to questions for presidents of the Board of Education for the 2023 school year, please.
Yeah, I would like to nominate Jerry Golub for president of the 2023 school year.
Mr. Golub has been nominated by Mr. DeAngelis.
For the calendar year.
Under yes. Do we have any others? At this point, I would need a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
Thank you. I need a second.
Yep.
Thank you. Mr. DeAngelis was the first. Mr. Hirschberger was the second, correct? No, Kyle, I'm sorry. Kyle was the second. Jay's always doing the yep. Okay, I'm sorry. And that's a vote, please. Oh, no, we need to vote for the motion.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Sure.
Mrs. Fenn?
And now, Mr. Hammond, we need to do the votes for the position, please.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Golub. Shouldn't be no reason to do it.
Mrs. Fenn?
Mr. Golub?
Mr. Hirschberger?
Jeremy.
Mr. Shafrath?
Jeremy.
Thank you.
At this point in time, I would like to declare that Mr. Golub will be the person elected by the majority for the 2023 year.
Ben?
Sure.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you, Jeremy Golub, solemnly swear that you will the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as president for the Chippewa Local School District, Wayne County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office while your successor is chosen and qualified?
I do.
If so, please answer, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I would like for you to take the position of president.
I'd like to just briefly thank the board for entrusting me with this position and to get here.
Oh, you want us to do more votes?
Votes already happened. All right. We have nominations for vice president. Are there any nominations?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Linda Fenn as for the vice president position.
Mrs. Fenn nominated by Mr. DeAngelis. Are there other nominations? Hearing none. Is there a motion to close nominations? Moved by DeAngelis. Is there a second?
Yep.
Second by Shafrath. Questions, comments, or discussion? None?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
I'll abstain.
I'm sorry.
It's a motion.
Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I thought we were voting on the person.
Mr. Hirschberger? Mr. Shafrath?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. We will now have the election for vice president.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Fenn.
Mr. Golub.
Fenn.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath.
Fenn.
Thank you.
The president declares Linda Fenn as board vice president for 3 calendar year.
For the oath of vice president, do you, Linda Fenn, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as vice president for the Chippewa Local School District, Wayne County, Ohio, to the best of your ability, with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office until your successor is chosen and qualified? If so, please answer, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We will now move into new business. Item A, approve to purchase $5,000 performance bond for the superintendent and treasurer. Item B, appoint the treasurer, Ira Hammond, as the public records officer. Appoint the superintendent as purchasing agent for the school district. Item D, authorization for treasurer to request taxes on all collections for 2023. Item E, authorization for treasurer to invest any active and interim monies in 2023 when taxes come in until needed. Item F, authorization to establish service fund for the board and need $2 per ADM. Item G, authorization for the treasurer to pay all bills within the limits of the resolution as bills are received and when merchandise has been received in good condition. Item H, authorization of the treasurer to establish cash funds on an as-needed basis up to $4,000. Item I, authorization of the treasurer to pay millage at the IRS rate. Item J, resolution to dispense with the reading of the minutes with distribution of written minutes to board members 5 days prior to regular meetings. Item K, approve the use of buses for extra and co-curricular activities. Item L, as a legislative liaison to OSBA. Item M, approval for treasurer and superintendent to attend professional meetings as necessary, expenses reimbursed. Item N, authorize the superintendent designee to attend quarterly Tri-County ESC Business Advisory Council meetings on dates, times, location to be set by Tri-County ESC Business Advisory Council. And item O is a long one. Does anyone want me all the way through?
Yes, please.
Okay, Mr. Chef. Oh, do you actually want me to?
You don't have to. No.
We're going to double check. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Ben.
Okay, I'll give, and I have DeAngelis as second. Any questions, comments, or discussion? I have one. Does anyone have any feedback for me for the legislative liaison position? Do you want anything more, anything less?
Some limit on your session.
I shoot for 5 minutes. Oh, for, yeah.
Not your, this session, the legislative
the delegate
session.
Convention. We'll work something out with that. Okay. So there's no more questions.
Is this Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. All right. We will now have three purposes, I believe, for executive session. Items A2, A7, and D. Is there a motion to move?
So moved.
Fenn has the motion. Is there a second?
Yep.
Shafrath has a second. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
I have it at 5:10.